Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Dalid. We are holding on the very top of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. Today we are going to discuss, we're going to discuss the source that you require Lishma by each of the Dalet Avodos of the Karban, and why it is that we need a source for each of the Dalet Avodos, and we can't simply learn one from the other. So that's the first order of business. How do I know that you need Lishma? By all of the Dalet Avodos of the Karban. Lishma meaning Lishem that Karban. And then the Gemara is going to say, okay, now that I know that you need Lishma, all of the Dalet Avodos, Lishem that Karban, how do I know that you need l'shem that bailim of the karban, that a shinoi bailim is going to passel by each of the avodas of karban? And that's the topic of the entire daf. How do I know you need l'shma of the karban? How do I know you need l'shem bailim? Along the way, the Gemara is going to discuss that there are four chumras that seem to apply to shinoi kodesh that don't apply to shinoi bailim. We're going to compare the two elements, and the Gemara is going to say of those four, only two of them are absolute. That shinoi kodesh has two chumras that are absolutely more so than Shinoi Bailim, where two of them are somewhat questionable. Along the way, we're going to discuss some of the details of how a Klalu Pratu Klal works. What are some of the limitations on the Limur of Klalu Pratu Klal? And then at the very end, we're going to have a brief discussion of why it is that we need two Psukim to teach the Din of Lishma by Karbanos. So let's begin the very top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Minala Dibinan Zvich Lishma. How do I know this Din that you need Zvicha L'shma, that L'chadchila, that you have to do the shechita of the karban L'shem that karban? So the Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, V'im zevach shlamim karbano. So we darshin zevach shlamim shetei zvicha L'shem shlamim. Why does it call it a zevach shlamim? Because the zvicha, the shechita, has to be L'shem shlamim. Says the Gemara, V'dilma hainu shemayhu. How do you know that means the zvicha has to be L'shem shlamim? Maybe karban shlamim is called not a shlamim, but a zevach shlamim. That's the name of the karban. Says Gemara, no, midichsiv hamakrav esdam hashlamim hazorek esdam hashlamim veloksiv zevach. It says makrav esdam hashlamim, doesn't say zevach hashlamim hazorek esdam hashlamim, doesn't say zevach hashlamim v'hachaksiv zevach. But yet over here, when it talks about vim zevach shlamim karbano, it puts in the word zevach shmamina shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. You see from there that it means that the zvicha must be l'shem shlamim, and it's not just the name of the carbon. The name of the carbon is not a zevach shlamim. So Hasemis just has an interesting ha'ara. He points out that if you look in Targum Unkelus, when the Torah uses the term zevach shlamim, it's clear from the Targum that he understands it that hainu shemayhu, that that's the name of the carbon. Aye, what about the fact that the Torah says shlamim in other places? Nevertheless, in the places that it says zevach shlamim, it's megala that that's the full name of the carbon, and every time the Torah says the word shlamim, it's just shorthand for the actual name of the carbon, which is zevach shlamim. So this would be an example where the Targum Unkelus goes against the Talmud Bavli. But in the Gemara, it's absolutely clear. The title of the carbon is not a zevach shlamim. The title of the carbon is a shlamim. Zevach shlamim tells me that you need zvicha l'shem carbon shlamim. Says Mar, okay, great. So now I know that you need zvicha l'shma. Ashkechan zvicha shar avodos minalan. How do I know that every other avodah of the carbon also needs to be lishma? V'chitem alelv mizvicha. And if you'll say, well, just learn it from zvicha. If the shechita has to be lishma, then the other avodos, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, they're all part of the dalet avodos of carbon. They also are going to require lishma. Says the Gemara, no, you cannot learn the other avodos from shechita because there's a certain chumrah that you have by shechita that you don't have by the other avodos. Mal zvicha shekei nifsalo shelo l'shem ochlin bePesach. When it comes to shechita, there's a certain chumrah of shechita. Granted, you don't find it by every carbon, but you find it by carbon Pesach, and that's enough to tell us not to apply to the other avodos. And that is that if you shecht the carbon Pesach shelo l'shem ochlin, it's possible. What does it mean shelo l'shem ochlin? Rashi says you shecht the carbon Pesach for a chola, for a zakein, for someone who's not able to eat a kezayis of the carbon Pesach. It's going to be possible even if they are the bailim of the carbon. This is not talking about a psul shelo l'shem bailim. that din of chinami is going to apply to all the avodas we're going to see later on. No, this is separate din. He's a bailam of the carbon. He's one of the menuyin al carbon. He's just unable to eat a kazayis. A separate psul. You're not allowed to shecht l'shem somebody who's a zakin, a chalu, who's unable to eat a kazayis. That's a reflection of the unique nature of carbon pesach as opposed to other carbonos. By all carbonos, there's a din of nosar, that an isra of nosar. They're not allowed to leave over any meat. You have to make sure that all of the carbon is ne'echal, the way it's supposed to be ne'echal. Some of it achilas, some is be'ech, some the achilas bailim, some achilas kohanim, whatever is supposed to, those are all types of achila that we have by carbonos. But they, you have to make sure that you don't leave over meat, it's got to be ne'echal. By carbon pesach, there's an additional element. Not only sheyehei ne'echal, but a mitzvah achila, that each bailim of the carbon has a requirement to do an achila. What's the difference between making sure that the carbon gets ne'echal and that there's a mitzvah achila? Well, two significant nafkaminas. One is that sheyehei ne'echal could be done by part of the bailim, by some of the bailim, not all of the bailim. But mitzvah achila, that's incumbent upon each and every one of the bailim. The other nafkamina is, how much does each one, do you have to eat? It could be that if you have enough bailim of the carbon, each one eats pachos mikazayis, yes, then it is ne'echal, but he didn't do the mitzvah achila. And another nafkamina, what if you eat an achila gasa? The Gemara tells them, a person eats an achila gasa on Yom HaKippurim is not chayiv, because achila gasa lo shma achila. Achila gasa is a person stuffed to the gills and tries to eat a little more, lo shma achila. It's not called achila at that point. So what if a person does an achila gasa on Karban Pesach? So he does an achila gasa lo shma achila, not the mitzvah achila. But it is seeing to it that it's not nosar, that it's yehei nechal. That's how the Beis Halevi explains the famous Gemara that comes up in a couple of places in Shas that we just saw recently in Horios, where the Gemara says that the Gemara tries to figure out what is the pasuk talking about when it says tzadikim yelchuba uposhim yikash leba. How do you have two people do the exact same maisa, and for one person it's considered a mitzvah and for somebody else it's considered not a mitzvah? So Rabbi Yochanan suggests two people eating Korban Pesach, one of them is eating l'shem achila gasa, and the other is eating l'shem mitzvah. Same maisa, the guy that's doing achila gasa is a posheya, the guy that's doing l'shem mitzvah is a tzaddik, he's doing l'shem mitzvah. So Reish Lakish says, what are you talking about? Granted, the guy that's doing l'shem achila gasa is not doing the mitzvah min amuvchar, but mitzvah miyaka'avid, he's still doing the mitzvah. Says the Beis Halevi, that's a very technical statement that Reish Lakish is making. He's not saying that he's not doing it the best way, but he's doing it kind of nice. No, he's saying that there are two kiyumim in achilas ha-pesach. There's a kiyum she'en nechal and a kiyum of achila. He's not doing the mitzvah min amuvchar, meaning he's only doing one of the kiyumim she'yehei nechal, because it's an achila gasa. He's not doing the mitzvahs achila. So that's the meaning of that gemara. So that's why by Karban Pesach you have this extra emphasis on achila, because there's actually a mitzvah achila by the Karban Pesach. But as far as our gemara is concerned, the point is that you can't learn from shechita to other avodos, because you see that you have this unique chumrah of shechita by Karban Pesach, that the shechita has to be l'shem people who are able to do a proper achila of a kezayis. Ella Amar Kras, or rather the Gemara says, how do I know that other avodos, in addition to shechita, require the Shema? The pasuk says, Hamakrivis dama shlamim. So we darshan shetei kabbalah l'shem shlamim. Since it says Hamakrivis dama shlamim, we darshan that it's got to be the kabbalah hadam has to be l'shem the carbon shlamim. So the Taras Hakodesh says, where do you see the kabbalah hadam has to be l'shem the carbon shlamim? Because the pasuk should have said Hamakriv es hadam, and that's it. Because the whole parsha is about the carbon shlamim. The extra word shlamim teaches us that the Kabbalah needs to be l'shem shlamim. It needs to be l'shem that carbon. And that's going to be the similar drasha we have by Zrika. It could have said azorik as hadam, but it says dam shlamim. So we learn that it's got to be l'shem Zrika. So the Gemara says vayter. Now v'licht of Rachmana b'Kabbalah v'leil of shchita mina. Well, once we already have a pasuk that tells me now that Kabbalah has to be lishma? Shouldn't I be able to derive from there that shechita has to be lishma? And therefore, why do I need the pasuk that we brought on the second line of this daf, v'im zevach shlamim karbano, to teach me shechita lishma? I could have derived it from zrika lishma. So says Marno, there are certain chumras that zrika has that shechita does not have. I mean, that Kabbalah has rather that shechita does not have. Mishum diika lemifrach mal Kabbalah shekem psula bizar v'isha. Kabbalah cannot be done by a zar or an isha, by a non-kohen or by a woman, but shechita can. So says Gemara, okay, good. So now ashkechan shechita v'kabbalah. Now we have proven that both shechita and kabbalah need to be lishma. But remember, there are dalit avodos hakarban. You also have halacha and you have zrika. So the Gemara skips ahead to zrika. It skips halacha. For now, we'll come back to it. Zrika minalan. How do I know that you need to have zrika lishma? V'chitei malelif mehani. So you'll say, well, if I need shechita and I need kabbalah lishma, why would zrika be any different? Well, I'll tell you why it might be different. Because there are certain chumras about shechita and kabbalah that do not apply to zrika. Malahani shekein tunos tzafon. Both shechita and kabbalah have to be done in the tzafon. The yeshnon bechatos apnimios. Both shechita and kabbalah apply even to the chatos apnimios. Zrikas damal mizbeach does not apply to the chatos apnimios. The chatos apnimios, there are places that you have to put the dam, but not zrika on the mizbeach hachitzon. So you don't have by zrika. They're more limiting by zrika. So zrika is going to need its own pasuk. It cannot be derived simply from shechita and kabbalah. Elo amakra hazorik es dam hashlamim. The pasuk says hazorik es dam hashlamim. So the drasha is shetei zrika l'shem shlamim. That it has to be zrika l'shem shlamim. Again, what's the biur of the drasha? Because it could have just said hazorik es dam. The whole parasha was talking about shlamim. Why does it have to say dam ha shlamim to teach me that the zrika needs to be l'shem the karmen shlamim? So that was both the limud when it comes to zrika and when it comes to kabbalah. The fact that it throws in the word ashlamim when it wasn't necessary to throw in the word ashlamim. By shechita, the limud was that it threw in the word zevach when it didn't need to throw in zevach. By shechita, of course it had to say ashlamim. It was introducing the entire parsha. But once the parsha is introduced, so then you don't have to keep repeating shlamim. So by zrika, by kabbalah, by zrika, it's unnecessary to keep saying shlamim. Now it's interesting, in the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, she raises the question that if the makar that zvicha has to be l'shem shlamim is from the im zevach shlamim, the Gemara says maybe that's the name of the carbon. So the Gemara says no, because it says hamakrav es dam hashlamim, hazorek es dam hashlamim. So you see that the shlamim, that the carbon is called a shlamim, not a zevach shlamim. Just the word shlamim alone is the name of the carbon. So it sounds like without one of these two hashlamims, we would not have even known shchita. Meaning we're darshaning the extra word shlamim that it says by kabbalah, that it says by zrika, but we already used at least one of these extra shlamims to teach me that zevach hashlamim is not the name of the karban, that shlamim is the name of the karban. So how can we double up on the drasha? It's a sharp kasha. I mean, when you're keeping track of all the drashas, how can we double up on the drasha? He says, yeah, which one is extra? Which one of these is the one that's, that tells me about shechita, and which one is extra? We have no idea. We would have no idea which one to prefer over the other. Since we'd have no idea which one to prefer over the other, we have the right to say, we're going to see the Gemara is going to say a similar idea later on, we have the right to say, okay, so they're both included. You need lishma by both of them. Okay, so says Gemara, now that I know that you need lishma by shechita, you need lishma by kabbalah, you need lishma by zrika, v'licht of rachman of zrika v'leilif mina, why doesn't the Torah only tell me I need lishma by zrika, and I'll derive the others, I'll derive shechita and kabbalah from zrika? Says Gemara, no, because zrika has its own chumrah that you would think it requires lishma, especially mishum dika lemifrach mal zrika shekein chayav aleha zar misa. A non kohen is chayav misa when he does zrika. Now a non kohen is not allowed to do kabbalah either. Shchita is ksheir bizar. Even lechadchila shchita is ksheir bizar. Now kabbalah is not kosher bizar. He's not allowed to do kabbalah, but he's not chayav misa for it. It's dafka by zrika that he's going to be chayav misa for. So now we've got three out of is the four avodos. How I know that you need to do these avodos l'shma. Just to point out, we mentioned that the chumrah about the shchita and kabbalah that you don't have by zrika is that shchita and kabbalah require tzafon. Zrika does not require tzafon. What does zrika mean? Zrika doesn't mean stop throwing the blood anywhere. It means throwing the blood on the mizbeach. Wherever the mizbeach is, that's where you need zrika, right? So where is the mizbeach? So the Brisker Rav points out, we're going to see a sugya later on in Daf Nun Ches, there is one shita that the mizbeach was omid kulo batzafon. The entire mizbeach was batzafon. So what do you mean zrika doesn't require tzafon? It needs to be on the mizbeach, and there's a shita that the entire mizbeach was batzafon. So the Brisker Rav says, no, the mizbeach was batzafon. Zrika is a din in the person doing the zrika. The person doesn't have to be batzafon. If he has a good enough arm, if he has good enough aim, he could do the zrika, not from the tzafon, and be zorek toward the tzafon. So that's what it means, that zrika does not require tzafon, even if the mizbeach upon which you are doing the zrika is bitzafon. So again, so far at this point, we have three out of the four avodos covered. So ashkan kulu, halacha minalan. How do I know that halacha has to be done? L'shma, l'shem that karban. V'chitei melelev mikulu. So you'll say, well, if the other three got to be done l'shma, then halacha must be done l'shma as well. No, malakulu, all the other avodos, there's no choice but to do those avodos, meaning there's no way around those avodos. You can't bring a korban and somehow skip shchita or skip kabbalah or skip zrika, but you can bring a korban and somehow skip halacha if you do it in close enough proximity of where the blood has to go, so then you don't have to be molech anything anywhere. Ella amar kra v'hikrav es hakol ha-mizbecha. So how do I know halacha has to be done l'shma, even though it seems like such an unimportant, relatively unimportant avoda, because sometimes it could be skipped entirely, because the pasuk says v'hikrav es hakol ha-mizbecha v'amar mar. What does it mean v'hikrav zu halacha se'varim lekevesh? That's referring to being molech the evarim, bringing the limbs to the ramp. V'tanya v'hikrivu zu kabbalah sadam. So v'hikrivu is a reference to kabbalah sadam. Neither of these taught us anything about halacha yet, right? Being molech the limbs is not the halacha we're talking about. We're talking about being molech the dam. But v'hikrivu is the kabbalah sadam. V'hikrivu, though, doesn't sound like it's talking about kabbalah. What is to be makriv? To bring something near, to bring something close. Ah, v'av pik rachmana b'lashon halacha. The reason it refers to kabbalah Satam, Adam as v'hikrivu, which is lashon of moving, of transporting, of halacha, l'meimer da halacha, lo tafka, michlal kabbalah, to tell me that halacha and kabbalah are the same. That if kabbalah requires lishma, then halacha also requires lishma. That's the limud that halacha requires lishma. It relies on the limud that kabbalah requires lishma, and the Torah explicitly links kabbalah to halacha by referring to kabbalah with a lashon of halacha. Now it's interesting when we talk about the halachas evarim lakevesh. Where are you actually bringing the evarim? What's the destination of the evarim of the karban? Destination? Top of the mizbeach. But yet it talks about halachas evarim lakevesh. The kevesh was a giant ramp. It was a very, very long ramp because you can't have steps going up to the mizbeach. So this very, very long ramp. So the Brisker Rav points out that you see that halacha by definition is only ad hakevesh. Min hakevesh l'mizbeach is not part of halacha. What do you mean it's not part of halacha? He quotes based on his father, based on Reb Chaim, halas evarim l'mizbeach is the tchilas haktara. Now you might think the haktara is when you throw it on the fire. He says no, from the foot of the ramp, the rest of the way up, that's already part of the haktara. So you have to know a little bit about kachim to know l'may nafkamina, whether you call this the halacha, you call this the haktara, what dinim no longer apply. So Brisker Rav points out that you have the din by halacha. Zain halacha el beregel. You don't have such a din by haktara. So maybe you have such a din would only apply up until the kevesh. And he's medayik from lashon the Rambam as well. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Maaser Kabanos says kishemenateach ivaria ola. When you dissect the limbs of the ola, malichin es kol hanisachim lakevesh es kol hanitachim lakevesh umolchim osam shan. You bring them to the kevesh. You do the halacha to the kevesh. And that's where you do the salting. V'achar kach malin kol evarim l'rosh ha-mizbeach. The Rambam doesn't say v'acharkach malich in evarim l'rosh ha'mizbeach. If it was a continuation of the halacha, you should have used the word malichin. No, you see, once it's at the ramp, bringing it to the mizbeach, that's not halacha anymore. That's already haktara. Then the Brisker Rav says, great vart, it's all wrong. Why is it all wrong? There's a Gemara in Erev in Daf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara said, the Mishnah over there says that that Boskin Melech al Gabi Akevish Bishvil Shalei Achlitu, that they used to put salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach so that people wouldn't slip. Because if so, the Gemara asks if they're mevatel the salt to the kevesh, then it's hosaf al abinyan. Then they're adding to the kevesh, meaning they're making this part of the ramp. You're not allowed to do that. And if they're not mevatel the salt, then it's going to be chotze. It's been ragle hakohen la kevesh. It's going to be a chatzitza between the feet of the kohanim and the kevesh. And the Gemara answers they did it litzorech the halacha sevarim la kevesh, which is not an avoda, and chatzitza is not does not pasel according to the Brisker Rav, that the kevesh to the mizbeach is not halacha anymore. It's the tchilas haktara. How could the Gemara think to give such an answer? Haktara is definitely an avoda that chatzitza would passel in. The Gemara suggests an answer that halacha min hakevesh la mizbeach is not an avoda where chatzitza would be a problem. Haktara is certainly an avoda where chatzitza would be a problem. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, you have to say that halacha sevarim la kevesh means ad sof hakevesh, to the end of the ramp, till you get to the top of the mizbech. Once you're at the top of the mizbech, that's the tchilas haktara. So he erases the whole shtikl Torah. The whole thing is gone. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Now we've gotten through all dalet avodas. They need to be done l'shem that karbon we've shown the limud for each of them. Says Gemara Vashkon Shinoi Kodesh Shinoi Bailim Minolan. How do I know that each of the dalet avodas has to be done l'shem that bailim of the karbon? Meaning, says Rashi, that you have to shecht almanas that there's going to be kapara for that bailim afterwards. I mean, normally the kapara is going to come by the zrika. So at the time of the shechita, you have to have in mind that the zrika is going to be done for that bailim. It's interesting that he uses the lashon of kapara. L'chora, that's not nogeya to every karban. Chatas, asham, yes, require there's an element of kapara, but a shlamim, l'chora, there's no element of kapara, and yet you can't have a shinoi bailim by shlamim. In fact, we're going to learn it from shlamim. So it's you have to say that even those that are not mechaper, you have to bring l'shem the bailim as well. And when Rashi says kapara, it's lavdafka over here. So again, how do I know that shinoi bailim is going to be a problem, that you have to bring it l'shem that bailim? Amar Pinchas Breid Ravami Amar Kra Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlamav Shetei Zvicha L'shem Toda. We see by the Karban Toda that it says Zevach Todas Shlamav, so we see that the shechita has to be done l'shem the toda. Okay, l'shem the toda is l'shem the type of carbon. That has nothing to do with the bailim. How does that tell me about bailim? Imeinu inyan l'shem kodesh t'nafkala mehasam t'neu inyan l'shem bailim. We already had the Gemara on the top of the Amud already told us that you can't be mishana the you can't have in mind l'shem a different carbon. So if this isn't teaching us about l'shem a different carbon, it must be teaching me about shinoi bailim, even though it's not talking about it. That's the notion of im eino inyan. It's an extra drasha that we can apply to shinoi bailim. V'haylach yudasa. Wait, is that really what this pasuk of zevach toda shlamav is coming to teach us? There's another drasha we make from the same pasuk. Hami bailei lechatatanya. We already need this pasuk to teach me what it says in the following brisa. Ubasar zevach toda shlamav abachanin omer mishum reb lazer balu lameid toda shashachta l'shem shlamim k'sheira. That if you shach the carbon toda, having in mind that it should be a shlamim, that's kosher. Shlamim sheshachta l'shem toda psula. A shlam that you shach l'shem a carbon toda, however, is going to be pasul. Ma hefresh ben zel l'zeh. What difference does it make which direction you go in, whether it's a shlam l'shem toda or a toda l'shem shlamim? Well, toda kriya shlamim vein shlamim kriya toda, because toda is a type of shlamim. It's a subcategory of shlamim. But not, a shlamim is not called a toda. Bottom line is, though, the Gemara has a question. We use this pasuk to teach that drasha, that a toda l'shem shlamim is kosher, shlamim shlamim toda is pasul. How can you use it to tell me that a shinoi bailim is problematic? Says Gemara, anan mizevach ka'amrinan. No, our drasha is from the word zevach. Says the Gemara, yeah, but vakati mi bayalei, chatas v'asham minayin, tamalamar zevach. No, I already need the pasuk of zevach, because when the Gemara tries to figure out how do I know that chatas and asham are eaten for just on the day of their korban, that day and that night, I use the word zevach to teach me that. So im kein nichtav kra ubasar todas shlamav. Now, if that's all it was teaching me, the Torah should have said ubasar todas shlamav. My zevach. Why does it add, or could have said ubasar todas shlamav zevach? Why is it zevach todas shlamav? Why does it throw in the word zevach beforehand? Shmamina tarti. It must be that we could have both limudim, that we could have the limud that the chatas nashim is eaten for a day and a night, just for that day and that night, and that there's a problem of shinoi b'alim, that you're not allowed to shech the karban for a shinoi b'alim. Now this din, that a toda that's brought l'shem shlamim, is kosher, shlam brought l'shem toda, is pasul. In Taras HaKodesh, he raises the question, why does the Gemara not prove from this pasuk that shinoi kodesh is a psul b'shchita? I mean, the Gemara wanted to know, or on the very top of the Amud, how do I know that you need the Shema b'shchita? Here you have it, meaning we have almost an explicit pasuk over here, so why not use this pasuk? So he says, no, we don't want to bring, you wouldn't be able to bring a raya to all other karbanos from the Karban Toda, because it could be that Dafka a Toda is called a Shlamim, and therefore that's more of a reason to Pasul. Because the Toda and Shlamim, we see that they're very linked to each other, from the very fact that if you bring a Toda L'Shem Shlamim, it's Kasher. So you can't learn from the fact that if you bring Shlamim L'Shem Toda, that it's Pasul, that any Shalol L'Shem is Pasul, because you see that it's Mino. And remember we said yesterday, maybe when it's Mino, it's more of a Psul. When they're too similar to each other, maybe that's more of a reason to Pasul. So we wouldn't be able to derive the other Kabbalahs from there. Okay, but bottom line is, what we've done so far now is we've shown that you need Shchita L'Shem Bailin. We still need to know about the other three avodos. So Ashkechan Zvicha, Shar avodos Minolan. How do I know that the other avodos need to be L'Shem Bailin? So V'chita Emelelef Mizvicha, you'll tell me, well, learn it out from Shchita. No, I can't do that, because Shchita has its own Chumra. Like we saw before, Mal Zvicha Shekin Pasul Shal L'Shem Ochlin B'Pesach. Shchita has this so that if you shecht l'shem people who are too ill to eat a kazayis by a korban pesach, no good. So maybe that's a special chumra they have by shechita, and maybe another special chumra they have by shechita is that it needs to be l'shem b'ilim, but that doesn't apply to the other avodos. So says Gemara, nemra zvicha b'shinui kodesh, v'nemra zvicha b'shinui b'ilim. It's the fact that we find that shechita is a problem both by shinui kodesh and by shinui b'ilim. Ma zvicha amur b'shinui kodesh lo chilak ben zvicha l'shar avodos, just like the first half of this Amud set out to establish and successfully did establish that there's no difference between Shechita and the other Avodos when it comes to a Shinoi Kodesh, when it comes to doing it L'Shem a different Karban. It's a Psul by all the Avodos. So we can learn Zvicha Amur B'Shinoi Bailim Lo Tichalik Ben Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avodos. So too, when it comes to a Shinoi Bailim, if you're having in mind the a different owner of the Karban, so we could also say that there's no difference between Shechita and the other Avodos. Says the Gemara, wait, just because that's true by Shinoi Kodesh, that necessarily means that it's also going to be true by Shinoi Bailim? Are there no chumras by Shinoi Kodesh that you don't have by Shinoi Bailim, where you could just freely learn from one to the other? The Gemara says, I'll show you four chumras that you have by Shinoi Kodesh that you don't have by Shinoi Bailim. Ika lemifrach, as follows, four chumras. Mala Shinoi Kodesh, shekem psula begufa. Shinoi Kodesh, first of all, is a psul in the guf of the carbon as opposed to something external to the carbon, like who happens to own it. This is about the very identity of the carbon. And second, v'yeshno ba'arba av. Shinoi Kodesh is something that the Torah has psukim to teach me about the problem of Shinoi Kodesh by each of the Dalet Avodos. That was the first half of the Amud. Psukim that teach me a problem. Now you're just going to tell me Shinoi Bailim? No psukim, just stam. We'll learn from Shinoi Kodesh. No psukim. Third, v'yeshno la'achar misa. Shinoi Kodesh could happen even la'achar misa could ruin a karban. A guy is mafresh a karban and he dies. The yorshim are makriv that karban. If they're makriv that karban l'shem a different karban, that's a problem. But they no longer have to be makriv the karban l'shem bailim. You know why? There is no bailim anymore. He's dead. He's gone. So you see that shinoi kodesh is a psul even la'achar misa. Shinoi bailim is not. And fourth, v'yeshno b'tzibur k'beyachid. And that's an important statement. That shinoi kodesh applies to a tzibur the same way it applies to a yachid. Karbanos tzibur can have a shinoi kodesh. You shecht a carbon tamid, which is carbon tzibur, l'shem a carbon musaf, shinoi kodesh. Shinoi bailim cannot apply to a carbon tzibur. Why not? I'll have in mind someone who's not the bailim of the carbon. who's not the Bailum of the Karban? Everybody is the Bailum of the Karban. Says Tosus, no, not everyone. What about a guy? A guy is not the Bailum of the Karban. What if you shecht a Karban Sibur, L'Shemen Ovid Kochavim? Why isn't that a problem of Shinu Bailum? He says, no, that's not Shinu Bailum. Shinu Bailum has to be L'Shem Chaveru. Chaveru has to be Dum Yodideh. He's got to be in the same parasha. He's got to be someone who's eligible for that Karban. So a guy is too far outside to even qualify for Shinu Bailum. So essentially what we're saying is, everybody is the Bailim of the Karban, and therefore you cannot learn Shinoi Kodesh from Shinoi Bailim, because by Karbanos Tzibur, everyone is the Bailim of a Karban Tzibur. Now that is a very important statement, like I just mentioned, for the following reason. The halacha is that women do not have to contribute to the Machsa Shekel. Machsa Shekel therefore goes and pays for the Karban Tzibur. Are women considered the Bailim of the Karban Tzibur? So it seems certainly that they get a kapara along with the rest of the Tzibur, but they don't contribute along with the rest of the Tzibur. In the Chuvas Amudei Ari, as a suffix, do women have to daven Musaf? He says, you know, Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger says, L'chora, women are pater from Musaf, because women didn't give the Machsa Shekel from which they purchased the Karban Musaf. So they don't have a chelik in the Karban Tzibur. Amudei Ari says, oh yeah, if that's the case, Leviim should be pater from Musaf. According to the Shita in Masech HaShkalim, that Leviim also didn't give a Machsa Shekel. You ever hear such a thing? So, okay, just because I never heard it doesn't mean it's not a thing. He says, no, but it's a Gemara in Sukkah that Rabbi Shub ben Chananya davened Tfilas Musaf. So he has a Maramakam. And Rabbi Shub ben Chananya was a Levi, so with a little bit of a kiyas, you can't just say, oh no, we've got it wrong all these years, and maybe Levi and Taka don't have to daven Musaf. No, they do have to daven Musaf. So he says, even though women are not Shokel the Machsa Shekel, they're included in the Tzibur to receive the Kapara of the Karbanos Tzibur. And the Raya is our Sugya, that we said that there's no such thing as a Shinoi Bailim by a Karban Tzibur. Why not? Why not just say women are a Shinoi Bailim by a Karban Tzibur? No, women are not a Shinoi Bailim. They're also part of the Kapara. Then he says, but maybe women are part from Tfilas Musaf for a different reason. Tfilah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So women should be part for that. So that's every tefillah. No, but tefillah rachamim minu. Tefillah rachamim, women require rachamim as well, and therefore women have to daven. But musaf is not rachamim. Musaf is very simply in place of the karban, and it's a karban that they didn't have to pay for. So maybe they should be pater from davening musaf for that reason. That svara to pater from musaf is because it's not rachamim is already mentioned by the tzlach in Maseches Brachos, that shachris, mincha, mariv of Shabbos and Yantif, they don't have bakashas rachamim either, but it's a low plug that women daven shachris, mincha, mariv during the week, they daven shachris, mincha, mariv on Shabbos as well. But musaf, which is not rachamim, the Rabbeinu Yonah is clear in Brachos, not Rachamim, it's a mitzvah shazman grama, says the Tzlach, not maybe, vadai, women are pater from davening Musaf. That's the chiddush of the Tzlach. But the Tzlach says, just because they're pater doesn't mean they're not allowed to. They're allowed to. And then he gets into a whole discussion. They, who's they? Ashkenazi women? Sephardi women? Now, Ashkenazi women say a bracha mitzvah shazman grama, even though they're pater mitzvah shazman grama. Sephardi women can't. So he says, even Sephardi women are allowed to daven Musaf. There's no asher they're certainly part of Klal Yisrael, so the part of the Tzibur that receives the Kapara, so therefore women are certainly allowed to daven Musaf. Okay, but back to our program over here. So we're trying to show, how do I know that that Shinoi Bailim is a psul by all the Avodas? So we tried to say, oh well, if by Shinoi Kodesh is psul by all the Avodas, Shinoi Bailim should also be a psul by all the Avodas. We said, no, there are four Chumras that Shinoi Kodesh has over Shinoi Bailim. And says Gemara, and even though it's not really true, there are only two Chumras that Shinoi Kodesh says of Shinoi Bailim, because two of them we sort of fudged a little bit. The Avodah of the Tarti Lav Davka, two out of these four Chumras are not really Chumras. Tarti Mio Davka, two of them really are legitimate. What are the two that are Lav Davka? Maishna Shinoi Bailim Delo Havi Psula Begufo Machshava Bialma Shinoi Kodesh Nami Machshava Bialma Hu. What, Shinoi Bailim is not a Psula Begufo because it's only a Machshava Bialma? That's all it is? So, well, guess what? Shinoi Bailim is also only, Shinoi Kodesh is also, rather, only a Machshava Bialma. There's no reason to call Shinoi Kodesh more a psul begufo. It's a psul in your machshava when you're doing the karban. Tosus discusses over here, even if you do need dibur. Remember, Feldman mentioned the other night that a lot of times when we use the word machshava, it's a little misleading. You think like, oh my gosh, one bad thought and I ruin everything. But most of these dinim are not really only machshava, it's dibur as well. So Tosus discusses that issue. El kivin da'achshava pasla achanami kivin da'achshava pasla. So that's equal when it comes to Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. And as far as another chumra that we said, that turns out not to be necessarily correct. And according to Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Mari, there's an issue of Shinui Bailim even after the Bailim dies. So that is also not a difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. They both can apply the Achar Misa. But it doesn't matter because Tarti Mia Ika Lemifrach. But two of these differences still apply. So you can't learn the dinim of Shinui Bailim straight from Shinui Kodesh. Ella Amar Vashi Amar Kra V'nirtzalo L'chaper Alav V'lo Al Chavero. That we use the pasuk V'nirtzalo L'chaper Alav. Yes, the kapara can be when it's for you, but not Al Chavero, not when it's for somebody else. So that's how we know the problem of Shinui Bailim. V'ayla Achiyudasa Haim Bailil Chetanya. No, but we already need that pasuk to teach me something else. V'nirtzalo L'chaper Alav. You know when you're responsible for a carbon if it gets lost? If you made it about you, you said hare a lie. But if you said hare zoo, this animal is a carbon, then you're not chayiv b'achriyuso. That's what we learned from that pasuk. V'amri yisro baradimi, my taima, kimin damar a lie, kiman deton le'akasve dami. Dami, when you say a lie, then you're taking it on your shoulders. So Ravashi mi v'nir tzolo l'chaper ka'amar. No, it's not about a lie. It's v'nir tzolo l'chaper, lo v'lo l'chavero. So that's how we learn from that pasuk that shinui bailim is a problem. It's got to be for you, not l'chaver. The other drasha is from the word alav. Says more. Okay, great. So now I've learned ashkan zvicha uzrika. Now I've learned that both shchita and the zrika has to be done the shame of the bailim. Kabbalah minalan. How do I know that kabbalah has to be done the shame the bailim? V'chitem aleluf mizvicha uzrika. Well, why should it be any different than zvicha uzrika? Zvicha and zrika have to be done the shame of the bailim. Kabbalah should also. No, but there are chumras that zvicha and zrika have that kabbalah doesn't. Mal zvicha uzrika shekel avodah shechayev nala bachutz. Zvicha and zrika are avodah shechayev v'vidu bachutz. So Rav Ashi says, Asya me ayil nazir. You know how you know Kabbalah? We learn it from ayil nazir that you can't do Kabbalah shalol l'shem b'alim. D'chsiv, es ha'el yasa zevach shlamim. So we darshan, shetei asiyasol l'shem shlamim. So the asiyah has to be l'shem l'shlamim, meaning that the zrika, the Kabbalah rather, has to be l'shem l'shlamim. So says the Gemara, that's about l'shem the karban, not l'shem the b'alim. Yeah, but v'meinu in the shinu kodesh, nafkele me'hasam, we already know Shinui Kodesh. So Tanei Winyan L'Shinui Bailim. So apply this to Shinui Bailim. Amle Ravach Bar Abba L'Rava Eima Ya'ase Klal Zevach Prat. But maybe Ya'ase is a Klal, Zevach is a Prat, and the rule is Klal Prat Ein B'Klal El Mashab Prat. And when you have a Klal Prat, you can only include what the Pasuk actually talks about, and therefore Zvicha in Midiach Rina Lo. You can only learn Zvicha Shalol L'Shem Bailim is a problem, not any of the other Avodos. Well, Iksiv Ya'ase Shlomim Zevach Kidakarmit. If it would have said Ya'ase Shlomim Zevach, you'd be correct. That Ya'ase is the Klal, Zevach is the Prat, so then you'd be correct. Now that it puts the word zevach before the word shlamim, before it even finished saying the klal of yase shlamim, it threw in the word zevach. Havle klal she'eno male. It's an incomplete klal. The klal she'eno male ain't done so b'chol leprat. And whenever it's a klal she'eno male, you cannot use it to teach a klal leprat. Ravina Amar Liolam Dunin. You can use a klal she'eno male for a klal leprat. Aye, then how do we learn anything beyond zvicha? Isn't this a klal leprat? It's only about zvicha, not about any of the other avodos. There's another word at the end of the pasuk. Vila Hashem chazar klal. That you have another klal at the end. So this isn't a klal prat. This is a klal prat uklal. But wait, the klal at the beginning and the klal at the end are inclusive of entirely different things. The first klal is ya'ase, how many doings there are, the avodos of the karban, v'sulo, but that's all that it includes. Klal basra is la'ashem. You know what la'ashem includes? V'afilu shvicha shirayim, pouring out the leftover of the blood, haktara se'murin, that includes everything that's la'ashem. So how can you learn a klal upratu klal when the klal kama and the klal basra are entirely different? Says Gemara, you can. Hatana devei Rabbi Shmuel b'chali uprati darish ki agavna. Yeah, you could do that. You can have a klal upratu klal even when the first klal and the last klal do not align with each other. Says Gemara, so therefore, what do you have? Klal upratu klal yatada nelakena prat. You have a klal upratu klal and everything is similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish avoda ubina lishma. Just like the prat is zvicha, it's an avoda, it therefore has to be lishma. Afkol avoda bina lishman. So to every avoda has to be lishma. Says the Gemara, yeah, but there are more details about that prat. Ima prat nefurish avoda v'chayev nele b'chutz. Maybe it's only avodas that you're chayev for doing b'chutz. Afkol avoda v'chayev nele b'chutz. And therefore, shchita zrika in it would include shchita and zrika, but kabbalah v'alacha lo. It would exclude kabbalah and alacha. Inami, or maybe I could say it like this. Ma prat nefurish dover atom tzafon v'yeshu b'chatos. That maybe it's only those things that required tzafon, and that v'yeshu b'chatos and apply to the chatos apnimios. I've called on safon v'yeshem chatos apnimios. That those avodos that need to be done in the north and apply to the chatos apnimios, those are the ones that that you can't do shelo l'shem bailin. That would include shchita u'kabbalah in, but zrika lo, it would exclude zrika. So we have two different ways to learn this klal u'prat u'klal. One which would exclude zrika, the other one which would exclude kabbalah and olacha. See ikal meimarachi, ikal meimarachi, shkulin. Says Gemara, you're right. You could have learned the klal prat uklal to exclude zrika. You could have learned it to exclude kabbalah and halacha, but you don't know which way to learn it, so include them all. So we just we say that there, since we don't know which way to go, we include them all. Tosus deals with like how that works, why you're allowed to do that, but apparently we're allowed to do that. Since it could have gone either way, we're going to include them all. Baruch Hashem will begin with Lishna Achrina tomorrow.